you know about Mr. Wonderful?
Nothing.
Nothing? You spend the whole afternoon with this bloke and you don't know anything about him?
Nope, not a thing.
How can you talk to someone for 3 hours and not find out anything about them? What were you doing? No, don't answer that.
Steve thinks we should prolong the excitement of our first meeting by agreeing not to tell each other what we do, or where we're from, or any of those little details we use to judge people by.
So you really don't know anything about him?
Nope.
Is he married?
Oh, I don't know.
See.
But he doesn't know if I'm married.
Oh, that makes it all right then. I always say a healthy relationship really thrives when it's rooted in mutual ignorance.
You don't understand. It may be crazy, but I think this could be the man for me. I don't know anything about him, except I like him.
What's his second name? If he's from round here, I'm bound to know his family.
I don't know his second name.
Where does he live?
I don't know where he lives.
How old is he?
I don't know. Isn't it great?
I feel like he's part of the family already.
Dad, it's really important to me that you don't approve of this bloke.
No, I'll do my best, love. Well, you've got to give me something to work on. Is he a drug dealer?
I don't know, but he could be.
I hate him already.
Oh, wait a minute. You want Jack to disapprove of your new boyfriend?
Of course I do. Every time Dad approves of someone I go out with, you can guarantee the relationship will end in disaster.
But then, how can you be sure that I don't pretend to approve of the ones I secretly disapprove of?
Easy. You're not that clever.
If you say so, love.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you really didn't like Nigel Watkins?
That boy was perfect for you. I dream of having a shaven-headed, tattooed biker for a son-in-law.
Hi, evening all. 8 quick pint, please, Jack.
Yeah. Coming up, Andy.
Where's your mum?
Oh, she's parking the car. Hey, remember, no beer for me tonight.
No beer? I thought you wanted
to... No, after this one.
Yeah.
Andy, this is your mother. Surely she knows you like the odd beer.
Come on, don't talk to a man while he's drinking.
Oh, I think I've got time for one more, Jack. She was never any good at reverse parking.
Why don't you tell her the truth? She's your mother. She won't mind.
Never underestimate parents. They may seem old and slow, but more often than not, they're at least 3 steps ahead of their kids.
Not my mum. She's very puritanical. We never had any booze in the house. She don't approve of alcohol.
If she doesn't approve of drinking, why did you bring her to a pub?
It's easier than cleaning the house. I told her I'd come here for social life.
You come here because you have no social life.
Normally, I'd come back with a witty retort to that, Mrs. D. But I've got a pint to drink.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think you're a fool.
He's a fool. You're the one with a new boyfriend you know nothing about.
New boyfriend?
Oh, chuck us a cloth, Jack.
Come here now.
What's this about a new boyfriend?
Oh, it's true. I met him today.
Where'd you meet him?
At the post office. He was mailing a parcel, registered, guaranteed next day delivery. Our eyes met. Our hearts leapt. And before I knew what was happening, I was licking his stamps.
Why would you do that? Can't he generate his own saliva?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
I see. Right, well, this is...
Good news?
Yeah, I suppose... this calls for another drink, Jack. You better give us another.
Orange juice.
Orange juice? Are you nuts?
Hello, you must be Andy's mum.
Oh, hello.
I always start the evening with grapefruit and lemonade. I've been coming here so long, I thought you'd remember.
Oh, yes, of course, my mistake. One grapefruit and lemonade coming up.
Mum, what would you like?
Oh, I don't know, love. I don't come into pubs very often. Can they do a cup of tea?
Oh.
Nicola, love, take this pint of mile over to old Tom, there's a good girl.
Dad, 2 things. One, I'm not a girl, good or otherwise. And 2, it's my night off. And when Steve gets here, I'd be grateful if you could pretend like I'm not your daughter. And I don't work here.
That's 4 things.
Is it too much to ask for you not to interfere in my love life?
I'll be breaking the habits of a lifetime.
Try.
How about a small sherry?
Sherry? Is that an alcoholic drink?
Barely.
Oh, we don't drink alcohol, do we, Andy?
Hey, that's right, ma'am. Never touch the stuff.
Hey, how about a tonic water? That doesn't have alcohol in it, does it? It might be quite refreshing.
Hello, Tom. How are you today? Dad asked me to bring you over your pint. I'll just put it here, then. Oh, there's a bit of a draught coming through this window. You sure you don't want to sit by the fire? I said, you sure you don't want to sit by the fire? Tom, can you hear me? Oh, there's Steve. He's my new boyfriend. Excuse me, Tom. Nice chatting to you. Enjoy your pint.
So what do you think of old dog and parties, Mum?
Well, I wouldn't know, really. It was very nice, I suppose. It's nice and quiet.
Don't you worry. It'll liven up later on when we have the karaoke and the wet T-shirt competition.
Oh, dear. I don't like the sound of that.
I'm only joking, Mrs. T. I run a traditional pub here, a haven of tranquility, an oasis of calm in the bustling madness of the 20th century.
Oh, look. Nicola's new boyfriend's arrived.
Where?
Oh, Andy, be careful!
Oh.
Andy.
Don't worry about him. He's always falling off his stool.
I'm all right. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, wait. I just turned around a bit too quick and slipped off.
Yes. These bar stools take a bit of getting used to.
I'll just go and brush myself off, ain't gents. Will you be all right for a minute, ma'am?
Oh, yes. I'm sure the landlord will look after me.
Fear not, teetotal punter. Your mother is safe in our hands.
Right, Gran. I'll be back in a minute.
He's a good lad, your Andy.
Oh, yes, but a bit boring. Hey, slip a large vodka in there while he's away.
I thought you didn't...
Andy doesn't approve. I don't like to disappoint him. I'll never make it through the evening without a proper drink.
Mm-hmm, fair enough.
I trust you'll be discreet about this, landlord.
Discretion is my middle name.
Well, hello again.
Hello.
So you found the place all right?
Yeah. Sorry I'm a bit late. I got caught out.
No. No explanations, remember? Keep the mystery alive.
Sure. Have you got a drink?
No, I only just got one myself.
No bones broken.
I was just showing your mum the sights. See that bloke sitting by the window?
Oh, yes.
That's old Tom.
Aye. It's like one big happy family in here, ma'am.
Oh, that's nice.
Tom's been coming in here for 30 years. Every night he sits in the same place and drinks the same 3 pints of mild.
He's a real character, eh? One in a million.
Oh, how fascinating. I bet old Tom has some great stories.
I wouldn't know. He hardly ever talks to anyone.
Hey, but if it weren't for this pub, who knows what kind of mischief he'd be getting up to, eh?
I like to think I know what kind of pub my regulars want. I had a flash young lad come in this morning trying to sell me digital jukeboxes and computer games. Jeez. Fruit machines. And I said, no, no way.
I'll get these. Excuse me, landlord.
Oh, yes, stranger.
A glass of red wine and a pint of lager, please.
Right, you. Anyway, I said to him, I run a traditional, friendly public house. I'm not subjecting my regulars to flashing lights, loud music, and the constant racket of bleeping, buzzing, pinging machines. Hey, what's that?
Oh, sorry, that's my watch. Bleeps every hour. Mm. You're supposed to be able to set it up to remind you of things. I can't turn the blasted thing off.
Yeah, you see what I mean? You technology. My regulars come in here for a bit of peace and quiet. Oh, tell me you've got two watches.
No, that's my bleeper.
That's got a bleeper.
Oh, that's my mobile.
Any chance your batteries are due to run down?
Sorry. I better take this.
Okay. He's nice, isn't he?
He's loud.
Really? What do you think?
Good news. I ate him already. No. Take him in the back room, will you? Before his lights start flashing.
Okay, but you really don't like him?
If he wasn't with you, I'd kick him out in his arse.
Thanks, Dad. Come on, Steve. It's quiet in the back room.
Sure.
I still think it's a good idea.
Okay.
I mean, it keeps a sense of mystery in things. There's an extra thrill, an extra frisson of excitement when you know so little about the person you're with.
Exactly.
Except it does make it difficult to have a conversation.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, we're having a conversation now.
Well, we're talking, but we're not really saying anything, are we?
I'm saying things.
Are you?
Yeah, everything we say says something about who we are. And we saw each other this morning. There was obviously a connection between us, a visual, physical connection.
Well, yes. Yes, absolutely.
It was 6 hours ago we were complete strangers who made a connection. I mean, that sort of thing doesn't happen to me very often.
Oh, me neither.
And we're about to embark on the most amazing and exciting journey a human being can make.
We are? Where are we going?
Well, we're going to explore each other.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. That sounds like an amazing and exciting journey.
But we do have a choice.
We do?
Yeah, the journey can be fast and furious.
Fast and furious?
Like a speeding funfair roller coaster full of wild thrills, ups and downs, spins and flips and loop the loops.
Yes, yes.
But then suddenly it's over in the blink of an eye.
Oh.
Or it could be a slow train. The Orient Express, dark and mysterious, on an epic journey, hugging the tracks, winding its way through one fascinating country after another as it... surges on, ever deeper into uncharted territory.
Oh, the train. Let's take the train.
Hello, Tom. Sorry about all that bleeping earlier. Just thought I'd pop over and see how you are. Ah, there's a draft coming through that window. You haven't touched your pint. Something wrong with the mild?
So?
We've
boarded the train.
And we're pulling out of the station.
Starting off on our epic journey into uncharted territory. So what do you do for a living? No, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. Besides, it doesn't matter, does it?
Doesn't it?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care what you do. What you do is not important.
Well, it is to some people.
Well, not to me. What's important is our feelings.
Exactly. I could be a dustbin man.
You could. And that would be fine with me. Are you?
Am I what?
Are you a dustbin man?
No.
How good. I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. Shall I get us another drink?
That's my round.
Oh, let me go to the bar then. I really like going to the bar. I don't know why. I just love it. I'm probably mad. Not really mad. Not like serial killer mad. Just a little bit eccentric.
Well, that's cool. I like that.
You do?
Yeah. Some women hate going to the bar. It shows you're independent.
Well, that's me. Independent. I'll be back in a minute.
You're not, are you?
Not what?
A dustbin woman?
Oh, no.
How's old Tom then?
Dead.
Really? Quick, Jack, give us another pint.
I mean it.
Me too. Mum will be back from the toilet any minute. I'm gasping.
It's not a joke. Old Tom's gone. He's stone cold.
What, you serious?
You think I'd joke about one of my regulars dying in front of his pint?
Well, he does seem quiet.
Your pint.
Hey, you don't think it were beer that killed him, do you? Oh, well, I'll just have to risk it.
Another red wine and lager, please, Dad.
What did you do to old Tom?
Well, I took him his beer. I didn't do anything to old Tom.
You didn't notice anything unusual about him?
No.
Did he say anything?
I don't know. Maybe he said thank you.
Really?
Tell you what, there's a terrible draught coming through that window. Why'd you ask?
Oh, no reason. I noticed he wasn't drinking very much, so I thought I'd have a friendly chat with him, and guess what I discovered?
What?
He's dead.
Dead? No. Really? He looks fine.
That's true. You don't look any different.
Oh, that's disgusting. Maybe he was already dead when I took him his pint.
Who's dead?
Old Tom.
Oh.
Hey, what are you going to do, Jack?
If we can keep this under our eyes till closing time, we can avoid creating a panic. Trust me, once people find out someone's died in your pub, the place can get a reputation. Remember Fred?
Oh, Fred pegged it in the back room. He was scoring for the darts team and had a heart attack on the hockey. It was a tragedy. He was the only member of the team who could subtract.
Soon everyone in the village was calling this the pub of death. Children would cross the road rather than passers. Hysteria swept through the village. Everyone was scared to come in case they were felled by the curse.
It wasn't true, of course. Of
course it wasn't.
How did you turn it around, Jack?
Luckily, some young lads started coming in. They were them dangerous sport types, skydiving, bungee jumping. They thought it was a challenge to drink in the pub of death. So we made a thing of it. Are you brave enough to sup at the death pub? Soon we were wall to wall with thrill seekers challenging each other to games of deadly darts and suicide shove at me.
What, and no one else died?
Of course they didn't. But I'm not risking the same thing happening again, so we've got to work fast. I'll call the undertakers and get them to come after closing time to pick up the corpse. Andy, you go and sit with old Tom and keep people away from him.
Hey, I can't do that. What about me, Mum?
We'll look after you, Mum.
Oh, but I don't want to sit with a dead bloke.
Oh, grow up, you big Jesse. At least you'll have someone to listen to your boring stories.
What am I going to do if someone comes up and wants to talk to him?
I don't know. Improvise. Just don't let anyone know he's dead. Oh. Go on, then.
All right, I'm going.
Mrs. Drummond, you keep an eye on Andy's mum and the bar.
Righto, Jack.
Nicola, you help Mrs. D.
Oh, no. This is my night off. I'm with Steve and things are going very well.
It's an emergency. We need all hands to the pump.
I can't break a date just because someone's died. I know it sounds cruel, but Tom's old. He'd had a good innings. I'm young and I haven't had a boyfriend in over a year.
All right. Mrs. D, you hold the fort. I'll call the undertakers and come straight back. And remember, no one panic.
Hello again. Oh, where's Andy gone?
He's just popped over there for a quick chat with old Tom.
Oh, it's so nice to see he's got friends. He loves talking to people.
Oh, yes, and old Tom loves to listen.
Oh, well, while he's away, slip another large vodka in there.
But I thought you didn't drink.
Well, it's for Andy's sake. I don't want to set him a bad example. He doesn't approve of drinking. He's a good boy.
Oh. There you go.
Was there a queue at the bar?
No. Why'd you ask?
Well, you're away so long, I thought something might have happened.
Oh, no. Nothing's happened. Everything's fine.
Now, how long do you want to stay here?
Why, don't you like it?
Oh, it's all right. It's a bit dead.
Dead?
No atmosphere.
Oh, it'll probably liven up later on.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. It's probably work. I'd better take this. Excuse me.
You're obviously very important.
Yeah. Hello.
So, Tom, how are you doing, mate? There's a terrible draught coming through that window. I don't know how you can sit here. Well, I do. You're dead, aren't you? You're not bothered anymore. No. No troubles. No worries for you now. You don't have a teetotal mother, and the woman you fancy going off with some smooth-tongued Harry. Oh, no, Derek's just come in. He's coming our way. You keep quiet, Tom. I'll do talking.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, fine. Thanks, Derek.
Evening, Tom.
Evening, Derek.
Hey, you're chatty tonight, Tom. Has Jack put something in me, yeah?
See ya. Hey, well done, Tom. I don't think he suspected a thing.
No, I don't know how he died. Of course, I'm sure. I don't call the undertakers every time someone's a bit slow drinking up. Look, I just want you to come and take him away. But wait till after closing time. I don't want a bunch of black-suited undertakers coming in the pub and panicking everybody.
I don't know what she sees in him, Tom. Okay, so he's good-looking, smooth-talking, and he dresses well, but that's all on surface. What's he like on inside? That's what I want to know. Some people look like a live wire on outside, but they're dead inside. Oh, sorry, Tom, no offence by that, mate.
Andy, how's it going?
Hey, not so bad. We're getting on okay. Hey, but I could really do with a drink. Can you bring us a pint, Tom?
What about your man?
I can keep it under the table.
Well, I'll see what I can do. But in the meantime, take a few sips out of Tom's pint.
Hey, I can't do that.
It looks suspicious if he's not drinking.
It's a dead man's pint.
So he's not touched it.
I'm not so desperate for beer that would drink a dead man's pint.
Andy, yes you are.
Fair enough. Stand in front of us so I can take a slug.
Yeah, filling up nicely.
Filling up nothing, I'm run off my feet.
Still, so far, so good. No one's noticed we've got a dead man in the corner.
That's because they're all drunk.
Speaking of drunk, how many vodkas has Andy's mum had off you?
Too many. She's sozzled.
So's her son. He's had 5 pints under the table and he's drunk another 4 for old Tom.
Oh, at least Tom's enjoying himself.
He might as well let his hair down. It's his last night out. Hang on, where is Andy's mum?
She's with Andy and Tom.
She's what?
Don't worry, Andy's looking after her.
He doesn't say much, does he?
No, but he does a lot of thinking.
Oh.
He's a man of few words, but when he does speak, it's usually worth listening to.
When did he last say something?
1989.
Oh.
Boy, it was very profound.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it was.
Are you all right, ma'am?
Oh, I'm fine. I've got me tonic water. I'm happy.
Hey, it's a nice pub, isn't it?
Oh, it's very nice. But it just goes to show, you don't need to drink alcohol all night to have a good time.
Hey, very true, ma'am, very true. Oh, look.
What?
There's a man in a hat.
What?
Oh, look, Tom, your glass is empty again, you devil. Another pint for Tom, please, Jack.
I don't care. If you did choose the pub, it's my turn to go to the bar.
But I like the exercise.
So do I.
Ah, you better answer your phone while I go to the bar.
Look, I can do both. Why do you think they call it a mobile phone?
Yeah, hello.
Are you still there? The thing is, it's nearly closing time. I mean, I don't want a gang of undertakers traipsing through the bar, frightening my regulars. But on the other hand, I don't want to end up getting stuck with a dead body. What's that? I'm sorry, we seem to have a bad line.
Yes, sir.
Another pint of lager and a red wine, please. No, I'm still here.
So you'll send your team round the back and they'll wait in the van. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. It might be my phone. I've got one of these cordless jobs. Hang on, I'll go into another room. Is that any better?
Excuse me?
I said, is that any better?
Is what any better?
Sorry, hang on a minute. It's a bit noisy in here.
What did you say?
Keep the noise down, please, bleeper boy. Can't you see I'm on the phone?
Yeah, well, I'm on the phone too, actually.
Yes, but this is a real phone, and it's an important call.
Really?
Yeah, really. Life and death, okay? Sorry, mate. Are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
I'm not talking to you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm on the phone, so just put out.
You're on the phone to me.
And what?
Say hello into the phone.
Hello?
Hello, this is Steve Johnson, Johnson & Son, funeral director.
Lonely. You're the undertaker, Steve. Nicholas Steve.
Well, you know Nicholas?
Yeah, vaguely. She comes in every now and then. Look, keep your voice down. I don't want to panic the pub. We haven't been this busy in weeks.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll be very discreet. They're parked out the back now in our van. But they won't move until the pub's closed.
That's great. You want to see the body?
Yeah, sure. Where is it?
Sitting over there with Andy and his mum.
Where?
By the window. Old Tom's the one who's not waving.
Oh, right.
Andrew, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are we waving?
Well, I don't know. If Jack waves at me, I always wave back.
Yeah. What about that other bloke? You know, the younger, good-looking one.
I'm not waving to him.
Hello, love. Don't worry. Everything's under control.
Dad, what are you doing here? Where's Steve?
Bad news, love.
What?
I like him.
What have you been doing? Have you been talking to him?
I couldn't help it. He's the undertaker.
He's what?
He's the undertaker who's come to pick up old Tom.
No, he can't be. He's on a date with me.
His name is Steve Johnson. He runs the family undertaking business.
Hang on a minute. Are you trying to say my new boyfriend is an undertaker?
Oh, it's a good business. Apparently they're doing very well. People always need undertakers.
Oh, no, that's disgusting. I can't go out with an undertaker.
Why not? He's a lovely lad.
Oh, he touches dead bodies, Dad. Oh, I've been holding hands with a man who touches dead bodies. No, it's creepy, it's sick, it's repulsive.
Hello again.
It's Steve.
Sorry I took so long.
That's okay.
I'll leave you two alone, so we can get to know each other. Have a nice evening.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine, everything's fine.
There's your drink.
Thanks.
Are you sure there's nothing wrong?
Steve, I've got a confession.
Oh, yes?
I know.
You know what?
I know what you do for a living.
Oh, I see.
I was talking to Jack. He told me.
Well, it's never going to be a secret forever. Is it a problem?
No, no, of course not. Like I said, it doesn't matter to me what you do. You could be a bin man. You could be an undertaker.
I am an undertaker.
But you don't look like an undertaker.
I get the feeling you're not comfortable.
Oh, I'm comfortable. I'm very comfortable. I'm relaxed. I'm calm. I'm with an undertaker.
You're sure?
I'm positive. What kind of shallow person would be uncomfortable with an undertaker?
Well, I'll drink to that.
Me too.
But you're not drinking.
Oh, I think my wine's off.
Well, you haven't tasted it. I mean, you haven't even touched the glass.
Well, I can smell it.
What are they doing?
They're playing dominoes with old Tom.
They're what? Does Andy's mum know she's playing dominoes with a dead man?
Oh, both so piddled, I wouldn't be surprised if neither of them have noticed. She's got six vodkas in that glass of refreshing tonic water. He keeps knocking dominoes on the floor, and every time she bends down to pick them up, he downs Tom's pint.
Keep an eye on them. It's only a few minutes of closing time. We're nearly there.
I'm sorry, Nicola, but I get the distinct feeling that you're not happy about this.
Oh, I'm happy. It's just a shock. You know, some of the mystery is gone.
Well, maybe you should tell me something about yourself, to even things up. What do you do?
What do I do? Well, okay, now you're going to laugh.
I am.
I work here.
Where here?
Here, here. This pub. In fact, I live here.
What?
Jack, the landlord, is my dad.
Oh, I see. So you're a barmaid?
Well, I help run the place, really. More like a co-landlord.
But you serve drinks behind the bar?
Well, some of the time.
Right.
Well, maybe you won't laugh.
Andrew. I think I've worked out what's going on here.
Oh, nothing's going on, ma'am.
So how come Tom keeps winning?
Well, because he's right good at dominoes.
Oh.
And we're both completely hopeless.
Yes, love, yes, I can see that. But I can also see that you are moving his pieces for him when I'm not looking. Now, listen, why can't he move his own pieces?
Arthritis, sad.
Oh, all right. And how do you know which domino he wants you to play? Because I haven't heard him say a single thing since I've been sat here.
He winks, right? Very quickly. There, he did it, you missed
it. Oh, I missed it. Never mind. Look, set him up again, because I feel lucky this time.
Here we go.
Another red wine, please, Mrs. Dean.
How's life with the undertaker?
I keep picturing him rubbing down dead bodies, his hands on the cold, dead, clammy skin. Ugh.
So, give him the elbow.
I can't do that. I told him it didn't matter what he did. I can't back out now. He'd think I was shallow.
So you'd rather live a life of deception and marry an undertaker than admit you're shallow?
If necessary.
I've just been checking out Steve's van round the back. It's better equipped than an ambulance. You know, I'm really impressed with this undertaker of yours.
Can we talk about something else?
I'm just saying he's quite a catch.
Who's quite a catch?
Oh, Steve.
Sorry, did I make you jump?
Do you have to be so creepy? I mean, you shouldn't creep up on people.
I'm sorry.
Come on, everyone.
Stop up and chip out. Let's be having you.
Nicola, I think we need to talk.
Yeah, okay.
Well done, Mrs. D. I never thought we'd manage to keep a dead man in the bar all night and not have anyone notice.
I'm not surprised.
Not only that, it's been our busiest night for weeks.
Maybe we should keep a dead man in the bar every night.
No need. We've got Andy, the living dead.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe it. You're dumping me.
I'm trying to be honest.
You're dumping me because I'm a barman.
I'm sorry. I'm just... I'm not as open-minded as you, I suppose. I suppose you could say I'm a shallow person. But, I mean, it's really important to me what a person does.
I can't believe this.
I have to have respect for what you do.
Steve, you're an undertaker.
You're upset.
You're an undertaker and you don't have respect for what I do?
I'm sorry. But the pub's beginning to clear. I'd better go and check on my men. Goodbye, Nicola.
Goodbye, Steve. Yes! Thank you!
Where's Steve gone?
I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, he's gone. He's out of my life. I'm free at last.
Oh, that's a shame. Are you all right?
I'm ecstatic.
Well, if you need a shoulder to cry on.
Nicola, I've been thinking, right, and I have something to tell you.
Oh, hi, Andy. What's that?
He's drunk.
Thanks, Jack, but I think she can see that for herself.
Oh, I could do another drink myself after nearly ending up with an undertaker for a boyfriend.
Eh?
The big romance is over, Steve's history.
Hey, that's great. That's brilliant. Right, let's have another drink all round.
Later, once everyone's gone home and old Tom's in the morgue, we'll open a bottle of my best brandy.
Yeah. Fair enough, Jack.
Amazing. The pub was chock-a-block all night and no one noticed we had a corpse in the corner.
We went on a collision course with disaster and we just managed to sail around the iceberg.
Tell me about it. At the speed we were going, I could have ended up married to Steve before I found out he was an undertaker. We've both had a close shave tonight.
Yeah, and me. You know, for a minute, I thought Mam might have twigged about my drinking, right? But I've been very sneaky. I think I'll go away with it.
Andy, where is your mum?
She's playing dominoes with Tom.
She's what?
Andy?
Oh, oops.